sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The AFL preliminary finals were a mixed bag of highlights and results. Once again, Port Adelaide failed to complete its run into the grand final, allowing the Sydney Swans to swarm to victory. The other preliminary final from the MCG saw a much closer affair, with the Geelong Cats establishing a good lead by halftime only to capitulate after resumption of play to a determined and classy Brisbane outfit. And in the AFLW, the 11-match weekly footy from the Tuesdays to Sundays, the West Coast defeated Collingwood by 17 points. Brisbane made a meal out of Western Bulldogs by 47 points. Richmond smashed Carlton by 33 points. And North Melbourne defeated Port Adelaide by 36 points. Geelong crushed the Gold Coast by 69 points, while Freo beat Melbourne by 6 points, and St Kilda went down to the Hawks by 57 points. The Adelaide Crows beat Essendon by 33 points. Sydney edged the Giants out by 3 points. Brisbane Lions beat the West Coast by 45 points. I am Liz Honey, and you are with the Multicultural AFL and AFLW Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
And we start today's show with Fuad, live from Adelaide, who will let us in on Port Adelaide's demise and the Brownlow count from Monday night. Hi, Fuad.
Hello, Liz, and hello, panel. And also welcome to Ella. Well, the story, of course, of the week was the loss by 36 points for Port Adelaide against the Sydney Swans at the SCG. And that was again... once again, they choked in the finals. Not a good record for Ken Hinckley, which we believe that also David Koch, the president, came last week, and he said as well that Ken Hinckley is the coach for next year. He's got 1 year to go. But the rumours around the place, if Ken Hinckley was to leave Port Adelaide, it will be his decision, but because let's not forget that he's shortlisted for the West Coast position, which it will be like 3 to 5 year contract. And also he has to compete with Dean Cox, where their number one man. But what about last Monday's Brownlow Medals? That was a great night. A great man won that. A great leader has won. Patrick Gripps. He's won it for the second time. He's only the 17th dual winner of this big honour. And he has broken the record. He's scored 45 votes out of possible 69. What a great achievement. And let's not forget Nick Dykos, who scored 38 votes and another great, exciting player. Now, let me talk about the grand final, which it will happen on Saturday afternoon. Of course, we know the grand final is going to be between the great club of Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions, who beat the Geelong team. Now, that game, believe it or not, the last time those two teams have met, it was in 1899, 125 years ago. And guess what? Brisbane, it wasn't a Brisbane line at the time. It was called, the two teams were called South Melbourne Swans and the Fitzroy Lions. And the Lions won by 1 point in front of 4,900 spectators. What a great achievement for, of course, Brisbane to come again in front of the Sydney Swans. Does lightning strike in the same place again, where we will see soon. I will be seeing you all on next week on the TV show panel. I will be hoping that you all have a great final holiday tomorrow. And my prediction is Sydney Swans to win the flag and they'll be the premiers.
Thanks, Fuad. And from all of us on the panel, congratulations to the winner of the Brundlow Medal. Getting back to the business, let's start with review of the AFL preliminary final from the MCG last Saturday as the Brisbane Lions came from behind to win 10 points over Geelong in a thrilling finish. Max, very briefly, what was your impression?
Oh, what an incredible game it was. And I was sitting there watching it on Saturday night and I was just shocked at the standard of football that was being played. And Lachie Neale, he was one of the standouts for Brisbane. He had 12 clearances, 31 disposals. Cameron Rayner had a great game. And Callum Archie as well kicked a crucial goal. But Ollie Henry for Geelong, he was incredible. A couple of his snaps were just insane and the crowd was going crazy. But for Brisbane, it's a second grand final in a row now for them. But what a performance from them and a great win. But Geelong, it looked like they had the game for a bit, but Brisbane, from around that third quarter, they really charged and came back and won, which was amazing to see.
Well, thanks, Max. Now, panel, who is going to win the big dance on Saturday? Ella, what do you think?
Well, I've got a feeling that the Lions are going to have a good day, or should I say, I can't wait to hear the Brisbane Lions roar. Enough of the Katy Perry puns. I know currently Sydney is tipped to be favourite. However, I reckon it just might be the Brisbane Lions roaring on Saturday based on how well they played the game with the Cats on last week.
Oh, I want to say Sydney as well, but I have to agree with the Brisbane Lions winning that grand final. The reason is, I think the adversaries that they have faced, Sydney was off for some time as well during the year, but the adversaries which Brisbane was facing were far worse. And to win at MCG, so they've got that a little bit more practice than the Sydney over there as well. And I believe, I'm not saying that Sydney plays bad at MCG, but still, nevertheless, Brisbane had a better probably understanding as well. And some of the matches, especially in the finals away, they have come behind, or come from behind and won the games. I think that makes them an extra contender. And Chris Fagan, huge credit to him, what he has to face during the year as well with all that racism saga and everything, and has kept the team together and the way they're gelling and the way they're playing it, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, for Sydney, 153 days was the last time they played at the MCG. So compared to Brisbane, less than a week. So that's going to be a factor. Oscar McInerney, the ruck for Brisbane, that's another big influence on the game. So we'll see how Brisbane handle that. But Brisbane, they've beaten the Swans five of the last six times they've played each other, and that dates back to 2019. So that makes me think that Brisbane might win this game. But yeah, both teams have played at the MCG three times this year, and it's been two wins and one loss. So it's same there, but the Lions have a 3-16 record at the MCG in the last decade. So that's not too good, but I'm really excited for this game and I'm going to tip Brisbane.
And after all that chat, we'll be back after the break with our AFLW reviews. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program. With the AFLW home and away, Run 4 reviews which provided fans with some shocking results and a thrill between Sydney and the GWS Giants. Javier, take us through the results of their fourth round.
Well, with the West Coast, I think it was a splitted contest by Collingwood, although I was thinking that the West Coast going to smash them, so a very good contest by Collingwood in that. To be losing only by 17 points.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, Collingwood's Imogen Bannett had a first maiden goal in the AFLW, and it was looking promising in the first quarter, but obviously that took a turn, and obviously the West Coast Sea Eagles really did dish them up this one.
Yep. And Brisbane, they beat the mighty Bulldogs by 47 points in the next game, and I must mention Taylor Smith. She kicked four goals in this one and had a great performance, the tall forward for Brisbane. So shout out to her. And also Ali Anderson. She had a game-high 25 disposals. So a good win for Brisbane.
Yeah, no surprises there.
Yeah, no surprises at all. And then Richmond, they smashed Carlton by 33 points. Bia, what did you make of this game?
Well, I expected Carlton to be better in this game, and to be managing only 6 points, that was a bit surprised to me. I expected it to be a very close contest. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I actually had predicted Richmond was going to win this one last week, and not surprised. I mean, you know.
That much difference, though?
No, not really, to be honest.
Yeah, Monique Conti had a good game as well in the midfield for Richmond. And then on Friday, this one game, they were the games that were on during the week, on Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday. But on Friday, North Melbourne got a great win over Port Adelaide, beating them by 6 goals. And Kangaroos, they just keep going up and up this season, and they're really becoming premiership favourites, if not already premiership favourites. So well done to them. And their defence was amazing. They only kept Port Adelaide to 6 points. So they only scored 1 goal, Port Adelaide. So it just shows how dominant they were, North Melbourne, in this game.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the Port Adelaide, I think I expected a better team, but North Melbourne just looking so strong at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, it was a good game. North Melbourne really showed that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. Yeah.
And the next game, Geelong, they beat Gold Coast. This one's up in Gold Coast, and it was a 69-point win. How good's Geelong looking?
Oh, wow. I actually had predicted Geelong as well last week, but, I mean, Geelong dominated that game from the beginning all the way through. Mm. You know, Gold Coast had no score till, like, the third quarter. So, yeah, it was...
I think Gold Coast, I think they played like a draw last week, and I was expecting much more better competitiveness at the home ground. But Geelong, they were favourites for me, though. But, yeah, then they came out that way too.
Yeah, and Hawthorn, this game as well, 74 points. They beat St Kilda, who only scored 17 points. It was a 57-point win for Hawthorn. St Kilda, they hadn't lost before this game, but then they lose by almost 10 goals. So what a win for Hawthorn.
Yeah, I think Hawks, they probably got some spirit from their AFL team, I suppose, because we were not expecting that. At least I wasn't expecting, and especially that much of a margin, no way. Credit to Hawks, the way they came up, and they came up against a very good team, St Kilda, who, as you mentioned, been unbeatable this season. Yeah. This year.
And
so
I will mention Greta Bodie for Hawthorn. She kicked 6 goals, the 29-year-old. So well done to her. That's amazing, 6 goals. So the Hawks are flying at the moment under their new coach, and a good win for them. They're up to 5th spot on the ladder now. And Fremantle, they beat Melbourne by 6 points. Melbourne, they're dropping off a little bit this season. They've had a lot of injuries to their tall players. But yeah, a good win here, Ella, for Fremantle, the team from
yeah,
WA.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, that was the game that was almost a draw, so it was very interesting. I mean, Fremantle started off looking like they weren't going to win during the first and the second quarter, but they really came and fought hard in the third quarter and turned it around. But yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, no, certainly. And Fremantle, they're looking good this season. They're up to 6th spot now on the ladder.
Yeah.
So positive for them,
definitely,
which is good.
Yeah, and another game which wasn't a surprise is Adelaide. I think they are again another team who's got the premiership credentials at the moment as well. And no surprise, they got away from Essendon with the 33 points.
Yeah, certainly. It was a great win for Adelaide. And at home, it was always going to be tough for Essendon. And Essendon, now they're in 15th spot on the ladder. So they've only won one game. They've had 3 losses. So they've really got to step up now, Essendon, and try and get their season going. Because if they lose one more game, well, then the finals might be gone for them. Because there's only a few games left in the season now. So they've really got to step up now.
Yeah, definitely agree. I mean, the Crows dominated the game. Essendon kept up in the first 2 quarters, but, you know, towards the end there, they had no chance. I mean, the Crows are now sitting at number one on the ladder, which is exciting for them.
Yeah.
And I was at this game on Sunday, Collingwood taking on Bulldogs. It was the two bottom teams coming up against each other. They hadn't won a game this season before the start of this game. And Collingwood looked good early. They had a lead at half time by 8 points it was, but then after that they only scored 1 point for the rest of the game. And Bulldogs, they kicked 8 goals, so, and they won, first win of the season. So amazing for them. And their number one draft picks from last year kicked 2 goals, which was great. That was Christy Lee, Western Turner, for the Western Suburbs of Melbourne. So she had a good game. And And the Bulldogs were on fire, really. So a great performance from them.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you can expect Bulldogs to win, I wasn't expecting this margin. So good on Western Bulldogs.
Now congratulations to them on their first win for the season. There also was the Sydney and GWS game, which was another close one. I have to say it looked like a good turnout for the crowd at Henson Park. I'm not sure if you guys also noticed.
More than 5,000 at the game.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Now we expected it to be a very close one because the way GWS Giants prepared for that one as well. And the rivalry, I think that was heating up as well. So it's pretty good that the way they played out, and we watched a very good spectacle with only 3 points difference.
Absolutely. And the last game of the round was Brisbane taking on West Coast. And Brisbane, they were just too good. They kept the West Coast scoreless in the first quarter. It was 3-4-0. So Brisbane got out to a hot start. And I will mention Sophie Conway, though. First half, first two quarters, she kicked 5 behinds. So she just couldn't kick in between the big sticks.
Yeah.
But in the third quarter, good news, she came out and kicked her first goal of the game. So it's good for her that she was able to get that goal and not finish with just behinds.
Just the behinds, yeah.
Well, thanks for your thoughts. We will be back with our AFLW previews for this week's fifth round of matches of 11 scheduled games for this weekend. So stay tuned and we will return shortly. Welcome back to the longest-running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. Ella, care to comment on how the AFLW season is tracking so far?
I think the AFLW season is heating up with some exciting matches that we've seen and some unexpected results, especially last week. St Kilda obviously started the season with 3 wins in the first 3 rounds, only to get eviscerated by Hawthorn last week in round 4, which took them from first place all the way to 7th. That also opened up the spot for the Adelaide Crows from number 2 into first position. Several teams have emerged as early contenders, while others are fighting to stay in the hunt. You know, the Geelong and Hawthorn game is probably about 15 minutes in, and based on how both teams played in week 4, I reckon it's going to be a tight game. But I'm probably going to go with the Geelong Cats. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think this one will be a cracking game. Geelong's been in good form, but I'm going to go for Hawthorn. They really impressed me, but only just.
Yeah, I think it's a close one for me as well. With the Hawthorn, I think they came out really good in this game. So I think they're going to come up with good contest. It's Geelong Cats for me, though.
And then Friday, we got Collingwood taking on Gold Coast. Huge game. These two teams, it's a bottom-of-the-table clash. Collingwood's 18th and Gold Coast is 17th. So it might be a bit sloppy, the skills, because they're struggling, these two teams. They've had injuries. They've had to debut players. It's been hard going. So let's see who's got the home ground advantage. It's Collingwood. So maybe they get the win, but I'm going to go for Gold Coast because they've been good and they've shown good signs. They just haven't won yet. They've had one draw.
No, I agree. I'm going for Gold Coast too.
I'm going to be going for Collingwood just based on the way they played the Cats last week. I mean, they didn't win, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, sure. And Essendon, Melbourne, this one's at Windy Hill. I think Essendon are a chance here to get their win. They haven't won in a while, so they need to win as well because their expectations are high. But I don't think they'll get Bonnie Toogood back just yet, but she might come back in a few weeks' time. But they want to be in good form before she comes back. So I think Melbourne, they've struggled a little bit. They've got a few injuries, so I'm going to go with Essendon for this one.
Yeah, and nothing better to do in front of your home crowd, I suppose. So Essendon should get a win in this one and capitulate when Melbourne is down at the moment.
Actually, I'm going to go for the opposite. I'm going to be going with Melbourne. I'm basing this basically on the fact that they did play Fremantle last week and they actually almost drew them.
Yeah, definitely. And then it's Bulldogs and Sydney. Habir, your Bulldogs, how are they going to go in this one?
Not against Sydney. I'm glad they got the win against Collingwood. Might be the only win they get this season. I believe Sydney's going to be too strong for them.
Yeah, I agree. I second that.
Yeah, and I think Sydney will win this one, but we'll see what happens. And then on Sunday, North Melbourne taking on Richmond. North Melbourne, can anyone beat them at the moment? I don't think so, not for me. I'm going to say North Melbourne.
Yeah, not Richmond, I think. Although they gave Carlton a good run for their money in their last game. However, I believe Brisbane is too strong at the moment, unless they get complacent or something. But I don't see that happening. So it's loans for me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And GWS and West Coast, Ella, who have you got for this game?
I actually have GWS for this one. You know, I think it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, it should be. Because West Coast, they lost last week at home. And GWS, look, these two teams have been travelling along okay. West Coast is 8th and GWS is 11th. So we'll see what happens. Maybe a draw. I'll go for the draw.
There might be a chance. And GWS Giants are famous for the draws this season, I think.
Yeah.
But I'll go for GWS Giants too.
Brisbane and Adelaide. Liz, who have you got for this one?
For this one, I went for Brisbane.
There you go.
It's going to be a close contest.
Yeah, this is a top-of-the-table clash. First v. second. Brisbane are going to be my tip at home. I think they'll win. They've been in good form. They're looking strong. And they've won 4 in a row after losing the first game this season. And 3 of their wins has been by a margin greater than 40 points. So they've had big wins when they've won. So I'm going to go with Brisbane.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm going to go with Brisbane as well. I think this is probably going to be one of the most exciting games, possibly the game of the season. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the two teams that we actually end up seeing playing at the finals as well.
Yeah, nice, spot on.
And Port Adelaide, guys.
Yeah, Port Adelaide versus Carlton. Look, Carlton just didn't show up against Richmond, I suppose. Hopefully they do this time. However, it's a good opportunity for them to get some sort of rejuvenation from this season. Although Port Adelaide will give them a good hard contest. And I think in the end, probably end up winning as well, Port Adelaide for me.
Yeah, Carlton for me by 2 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go Carlton as well, purely based on their position. I mean, when you look at how both teams played last week, it's just a bit of I don't know how this one's going to go.
All right. So our live NBC AFLW match broadcast will resume again next week. So keep listening to our show for our linguistically diverse broadcast live on the AFL app. Which brings me my selections for the grand final. So I'm going for Sydney Swans. And for AFLW round 5, I'm going for Richmond, North Melbourne, Hawthorne, Collingwood, Essendon, St Kilda, Sydney Swans, North Melbourne, West Coast, Brisbane and Carlton. Well, that's all we have for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Fridays evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this broadcast on the Community Radio Network. And the AFL Diversity News in 9 languages can be heard on select national multicultural radio station programs. I am Liz Honey.
I'm Herbie Singh.
And I'm Ella Rose Chanel.
I'm Max Atoglu.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But in the meantime, we'll replay the exciting last couple of minutes from the AFL preliminary final thriller from the MCG, as Brisbane came from behind to defeat the Geelong Cats by 10 points.
Brian Myers from the top shelf of the entertainment department.
Zorko. Get going again this quarter. Just a couple of possessions in the last quarter. That not a good one. Holmes has got Dangerfield over the back. Big time danger. He wants more big moments on the biggest stage.
He's going to show a bit of composure here. Lachie Neal, the marks paid to Charlie Cameron.
Charlie Cameron kicked the first goal of the prelim final. Directly in front. Charlie's got his second back-to-back goals for Brisbane. See Connor McKenna potentially getting ready to come on. Rain at the top of the square. Good pressure, Brisbane. Kai Lohman, he'll love this moment, and he gets it. Dempsey feeds it forward to Manor. Manor, a squaring kick over Cameron's head. Bruin comes to meet it. He's tackled. He got a hand pass out. Blitzard's a chance. Left foot snap. Blitzard's goals. Might be happy with the boundary line. No, he is not. How's about some Harlem Globetrotters? Starcevic to Lohman. Lohman to Archie. McCluggage is on his own, but he goes to Rayner. Rayner's been quiet. He's keen to get noisy.
He will get noisy. Wilmot, though, will give to Leicester. Leicester pulls the kick towards Rayner, having a big influence now. Gets to the back to Berry, to Archie. Good hand pass. This time, Bailey missed a few, but not when it matters most.
Zach Bailey takes on the corridor again. Heading in the Charlie Cameron direction. That was magnificent. You can't kick it any better than that. Next kick, the all-important one. Going to go for goal, Charlie. Oh, great effort. Smart play. Just pulled the kick late. Huge moment coming up. Cal Archie's been one of their best players in the final series. His second goal is there. And mark has been paid to Jasper Fletcher. And once again, it's the Lions right through the middle of the G. Forced underneath at Lohman. Rayner out the back. And works to the Irishman McKenna. To Logan Morris. Out by two goals. The Brisbane Lions.
Cameron taken out of it. Mullen uses his left, great kick, close, he's away, can he hit a target inside 50, Blitzarves, no, it's Henry who marks in front.
Josh Dunkley back there, skies it out of defence, Rayner, the number one pick.
Down the middle, Bruin, Stanley and Danaher, Stanley can't mark, a chance for close, to Cameron, to Henry. Henry snaps! Henry goals! What scenes at the MCG! Smothered. Answorth almost slipped. Gets it forward. Cameron in front. Did he get one over the shoulder? Archie. Cameron must get a free. Archie's goal! Archie has goal for Brisbane! You can never underestimate the fight in Fagan's Lions.
Look at all the numbers around this one. Super important clearance. Will Ashcroft, the young superstar. Eric gets it back to Rayner. Going to have a shot for goal in the left. Cam Rayner's got it. The Lions players erupt.
Neil hoists it to the back. Duncan, mown down from behind by Payne.
Ollie Dempsey, super talented young rising star. Oh, free kick. Free kick. Got to go back and kick it. Bruce Stanley hits the post.
Those that were here will never forget what they saw. Brisbane just had unfinished business to attend to at the MCG. And they will get their chance next week against the Sydney Swans.